We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bruce Bochy down there at Willie Mays Plaza. The one thing I'll say, though, is this franchise is in a tough spot, and there's been a whole lot more losing than there has winning the last couple of years. Obviously, it's taken its toll on Bochy. And if you're a Giants fan today, what do you think? And you can hit us up on the text line at 957-95. What do you think as far as the future for Bruce Bochy? Matter of fact, we've got a great guest to get to right now. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Ryan Covey, Will Clark joining us on 95.7 The Game. Will, thank you so much for making some time today. How are you this afternoon? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Thank y'all for having me on.
No, we appreciate it. So just reacting to the news as we all are right now, Will, that Bruce Bochy's decided that this is going to be his final season. Just kind of share what you're thinking right now when you're thinking about Bruce Bochy announcing that this will be his final season.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind is, you know, how great of a person he is and, you know, how great of a manager he is. You know, he came to the San Francisco Giants and immediately wound up building a dynasty and, you know, won, you know, World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. He left a hell of a legacy here in San Francisco. He's going to be a Hall of Famer here pretty soon. And hopefully he goes in with the Giants jersey on his back.
Will, we were just you were a gamer. You played the game and were ready to play every day and night. How does this news, I'm wondering, affect the everyday player, like the Crawfords, the Buster Posey's? I know they're trying because they're pros, but do you go somewhere within deeper to try to win for your manager and send them out on a good note?
You know what? That's a good thing to talk about because I would definitely try to do that without even a second thought. You know, I'd be like, all right, look, this man has given his whole life to baseball, what he's meant to the San Francisco Giants and all that. And, you know, if he's going to go out, let's make sure he goes out on top. And so, you know, I would definitely be trying to use that as motivation for not only myself, but also my teammates.
Well, I want to preface this by saying I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit, but with the new president of baseball ops and Farhan Zaidi and kind of bringing a new way of thinking, I know that this wouldn't be the only reason. Bochy's 63 years old. He's had some health issues and he's done a lot of winning, so he doesn't have much left to accomplish anyway. But do you think any of this might have to do with maybe some fundamental differences between kind of the new approach, the more analytical side versus what Bochy said himself in his announcement today, where a guy that just kind of managed from his gut? I thought that was kind of a telling statement.
You know what? I don't know what Bruce is thinking. As you said before, that would be speculation. But I can just tell you this right now. You know, I mean, at some point in every baseball player's life, every coach, whatever it might be, you have to make a decision, and you have to make a decision on your future. And you know, as you mentioned, you know, Bruce had, you know, a few physical problems, and so he might have looked himself in the mirror one day and said, hey, it's time. And, you know, I had that decision that I had to make when I retired from baseball. So, you know, it's those kind of hard decisions that you make. You don't make them hastily, and you make them probably because you're looking forward to the future and maybe spending time with your wife and kids and sure, grandkids and everybody else.
Well, just like ball players, we know we have good ones and bad ones, but what made Bochy who he is as a manager? Why was he successful and able to lead this team to three World Series titles in 5 years?
Well, if you ever watch or listen to any of his press conferences, he never, I mean, never, ever throws anybody under the bus. And he handles stuff behind closed doors, which is old school. And the guys, like, really appreciate that. And I think because of that reason, he had everybody's back. And everybody played extremely hard for him because of those reasons.
Yeah, and you know, things will come up during a season. We know how passionate players are, and keeping stuff in-house is so important. Let me ask you this, Will, and this is, you know, kind of a big picture question. With the game changing, I still feel like there's always going to be a place for managers like Bruce Bochy, the quote-unquote players manager. But just in general, the way that the game is changing, what about a place for kind of the old school style of a Bruce Bochy? Are we going to see guys like Bochy at the helm in Major League Baseball in years to come?
I would say yes, you will, because, you know, I mean, there's only so much stuff you can do with analytics. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm not a huge sold on the analytics side yet. I know it definitely does have a place. But you know, guys like Bochy win for a reason. And, you know, because they're winners, because they have, you know, a method about their madness, you know, guys like that will never go away. I mean, there'll be other guys who will be old school, and they'll probably win because of it.
Talking to Will Clark on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson. If you're just joining us, Bruce Bochy has announced that 2019 is going to be his final season as Giants manager.
Will, you hear the rumors, and everybody here in the Bay Area is hoping Bryce Harper is a Giant. But if Bruce Bochy somehow had him to implement in that lineup, how good is Bryce, and how would that affect the outlook for the 18-19 Giants?
You know what? Bryce is a wonderful ball player. I mean, absolutely wonderful. But, you know, here's the one thing that nobody gets about baseball, all right? He's only one guy, all right? When you play baseball, and you play baseball as much as we do, you understand that, hey, look, you know, if Bryce gets hot, all right, we can pitch around him, all right? That's what nobody in baseball, that's what the fans do not get, all right? But if you surround a team, you know, and Buster Posey gets hot, and, you know, Brandon Crawford gets hot, or Brandon Belt gets hot, all of these guys, well, then that's when you can take full advantage of a Bryce Harper. But if you're having guys that are having bad years, you can pitch around the guy having the good year. And so that's why I said Bryce Harper is only one person. He would definitely be an addition to the team that probably, you know, the fans would definitely like. I don't know about the players. I don't know about Farhan Zaidi, even what he's thinking. But, you know, from a baseball strategy standpoint, you need to surround him with people. If you don't, and he's having a good year, he will get pitched around.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Talking to Will Clark on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bruce Bochy has announced 2019 will be his final season. About Bryce Harper, if Will Clark was the general manager of a Major League Baseball squad, would you be willing to give a guy a 10-year deal, even a 26-year-old in his prime like Harper?
I'm not a general manager, so I'm not going to answer that question.
All right, fair enough. But what about the notion of the long deal for guys? And, you know, in the past, especially with pitchers, maybe they have the law of diminishing returns has definitely crept in.
Well, you know, here's the thing about you know, those kind of thoughts. You know, I was a younger player. And, you know, I was able to get a multi-year contract, all right, from Al Rosen and Roger Craig. But Al Rosen said before that, he said, you're not going to do it for 1 year or 2 years. He said, you're going to have to prove to me for 3 or 4 years you can do it in a row, and then I'll give you the contract. And so that's kind of my thinking when it comes to, you know, those kind of like long-term contracts and contracts that are, you know, being thrown out there like they are now. You have to show me that you're going to be able to do it for at least a few years in a row, and then I'll think you have earned it.
Well, when I look at the 2019 Giants, there's 162 games. From where you sit, how many games does it take for you to determine what type of team this team is going to be? Like, you know what you're working with, per se.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, once you come out of spring training, you know, you'll have a pretty good idea of what the team is going to be like as far as on paper. And then what you have to do after that is figure out, all right, how are they going to mesh? I mean, is everybody in the clubhouse going to gel, that kind of thing? And that takes shape over the course of the year.
Well, just bring us up to speed. I know Giants fans are so excited to hear from you. The text line's blowing up in here. I mean, we got Will the Thrill Clark on with us. Just bring everybody up to speed. What have you been up to?
You know what? Normal stuff during the off season. I'm a big outdoorsman, so spent a lot of time doing stuff in the outdoors. And here lately, I went to Instructional League, which they moved the dates. So I went to Instructional League in January. Number one draft pick from last year, Joey Bart, who's also been invited to spring training. And then I will be headed end of the month, first part of March, to spring training. So I'll see the guys then.
Awesome. Any Bruce Bochy stories come to mind for you?
Oh my goodness! there are so many Bruce Bochy stories, but my favorites are the ones where it's the guys, being called out in the coach's office. Nobody knows what's going on, and Bruce handles it like the true professional that he is. And that's probably my favorite thing about him, is watching him go about his job as the true professional that he definitely is.
No doubt about it. Hey, Will, really appreciate your time, and I know how much you mean to Giants fans, and always will. Will the Thrill Clark. They might not love you in Chicago for what you did to them in 89, but it's all good. Appreciate your time, Will. Thanks.
Shouldn't throw those fastballs out over the plate.
No doubt.
There
I think Will hit like about 900 in that series. Appreciate it, Will. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, good stuff, man. Will the Thrill Clark. Nice job. Yeah, nice job, John Curley and the guys on the other side of the glass for getting that done. And, I think it's so important, Guru, that we have some perspective about Bruce Bochy and just with the ever-changing face of Major League Baseball. And, we were just talking about it today when we were talking about the Mount Rushmores and where's that identifiable face. If you're talking about baseball Mount Rushmores here in the Bay Area, Bruce Bochy's on that. If you're talking about iconic baseball managers,
preach.
If you're talking about Bay Area coaches and managers, Bruce Bochy, he's on that Mount Rushmore, you better believe.
And at the end of the day, forget it, sports. Covey, it's about relationships.
Right.
And I don't know Bochy's background, but whoever raised him, his parents, he learned how to build relationships and how to respect another individual. And he cites when somebody was getting the riot act read to him in the clubhouse, nobody knew it because Bruce knew how to handle it, like a home, a father. Yeah. And that's how he ran his clubhouse. And that's how he ran his team. And it's no wonder over 162 games and all those egos, per se, to keep them in check, you got to have a leader. And at the end of the day, that's what Bruce Bochy was, one of the greatest leaders in baseball.
Yeah, and as far as potential replacements for Bochy, we'll get into that conversation. We'll have plenty of time to digest that in the hours and the days and the months to come, for sure. But I think it's just important right now to reflect on his accomplishments and what he's meant. And, I think, Guru, it's so relevant that teams take on the identity of their coach or manager. Steve Kerr, we watch him at the podium. He is the perfect guy to lead this Golden State Warriors team. I was one of those guys like, wait, you fired Mark Jackson? Why the hell would you do that? And then I see him under Steve Kerr, and I'm like, now I get it.
We all need to know why.
Exactly. And, with Bruce Bochy, you see, he was a catcher, a blue-collar guy, kind of a throwback, got the mustache, got the big Bochy voice.
Yeah.
Just kind of that old-school baseball head. And his teams, they were kind of the same way, those scrappy underdogs. 2010, nobody had them pegged to win.
27 outs, baby, until they quit.
Right. And in 2010, nobody had them pegged to win the World Series. 2012, they were down 2-0 to the Reds. They come back and go all the way. 2014, how many times were they on the ropes that season? And ultimately, they get it done because there was that belief. And it starts with Bochy at the top, knowing he's going to make the right decision. And all players want to be put in the big situation, right? All guys, well, most guys, yeah, I should say, want to be up there, down in the bullpen. Or they want the ball in game seven. But there's that intrinsic trust with Bruce Bochy and his players. And you saw it on the biggest stage in the World Series, that he's going to push the right buttons. Believe in your manager. You do your job, let Bruce Bochy do his job. And nowhere was that more evident than when the Giants were playing their most important games in franchise history. That's why he was the perfect guy to lead this team.
Yeah, no doubt. And you wonder how much freedom managers or this new manager the Giants will have next season, Covey, have the ability to manage with their gut now that analytics is a big deal. And if your GM is he looks and uses that, I'm sure there may be, some blowback if, hey, I like to use my gut, not here. This is what the numbers tell us. So you wonder just how long, Bochy was going to go coming from, can I say, old school style of managing from your gut and not too much from your numbers? Because you heard Will cite analytics. And,
yeah, you
and
saw what, it. He yeah, thought
he
about
he
that.
He wasn't a fan, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, and I wonder, you know, we've seen this in the NFL with the Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, the younger minds in
gotcha.
The ever-changing landscape. I wonder if baseball is going to go that way as well. Do they want to have guys that were pretty recently active players themselves, so they still really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the clubhouse and have that ability to relate to veteran players and youngsters coming up through the pipeline and making their major league debut. I always, while Bochy oftentimes would draw the ire of Giants fans for, quote, sticking with the veterans okay. too long, I always loved the way he handled young players because he never was one to want them to do too much. He never asked too much out of a young guy too soon because he knew you could crush a guy's confidence pretty early on. I'd rather throw Aaron Rowand up there and, you know, take the diminishing returns that I might be getting from him than send a young kid up there who everybody's pining for and everybody's saying, oh, you got to play this kid, but knowing he's not ready. So why would I do that to him?
Love it. And also, too, Covey, the fact that if you wanted to go, I don't know if you've had managers. I have. In the real world, where have what
no,
have
I've
you?
No, I've never worked.
Where, look at you. Where you go and you just want to know where you stand.
Right.
Bruce Bochy, to me, was one of those guys that would let you know, son, this is what it is. This is what you need to do to get there. But he was never afraid to answer. And I've had managers, if you talk about ex-athletes to where that manager, they would it would turn to resentment because they couldn't. You would say one thing and do another.
Shoot me
but
straight,
Bruce
baby.
Bruce Bochy shot you straight.
Yeah, give it to you from the hip. And I think as people, I mean, we could translate this to the real world. Like you said, managers you've had, same thing with me. I never wanted to be told what people thought I wanted to hear. I want to be told what I need to hear. Make me better. That's all I think any of us want from people that are leaders in our lives, parents, managers, whoever. And that's definitely true in Major League Baseball and in any sport. Because think about it, in professional sports, that's the top of the line. Like, yeah, you've arrived, but hey, when you get there, you want to stick around. And, you know, to be under the tutelage of a guy like Bruce Bochy, think about the impact that has on a player. And to see the way that he carries himself every day and to be that same guy, to be consistent. Bruce Bochy, I mean, he's just all class. Let me put it to you like this. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody that's ever had anything to say in a negative light about Bruce Bochy, like the person. People might second guess some managerial decisions. That's fine. We all do that. But Bruce Bochy, the man, I've never had a fan say, hey, Bruce Bochy blew me off or Bruce Bochy wasn't as friendly as can be. And that matters because, you know, a team like the Giants, it's such a big part of the community. It's woven into the fabric here in San Francisco. There's no doubt about it. And what you see it, you know, when we've had these championship parades, Guru, the city coming out in force. And make no mistake about it, no matter what happens in 2019 with Bochy, no matter what the last 2.5 years have looked like, when we look back 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 50 years from now, Bruce Bochy will be the guy that brought you 3-5, baby, and nobody can ever take that away.
Yeah, no doubt, and you wonder why he's been here his 10 years since 07. For everything that you said, you're spot on. But what about Will Clark when he said, and I'm just saying, not being negative, Ryan, if they don't get Harper, this news could, some of these could Buster Posey, Crawford. I know they're gamers, but could they use this information to reach somewhere deep within, Ryan, and say, I'm going to just go all out for Bochy. Not that they weren't going to do it before, but now knowing the skipper will not be in that clubhouse come next year.
Yeah.
Could it make them better ball players, I guess I'm asking you, or is that a pipe dream?
Well, I guess we shall see. I don't think it's ever a bad idea to have Bruce Bochy running your ball club. I know that. Alex Pavlovich tweeted this out, and I think this is important for Giants fans to hear. Larry Bear said Farhan Zaidi was told during the hiring process that this would likely be Bochy's last year. Giants have actually been planning this for months, but in true Bruce Bochy fashion, Bochy didn't want anything to become public before he could talk to the team Monday. And keep in mind, this was the first day where the whole team's been there. Everybody's working
Love
out.
It.
That's why this news is coming out today, because Bruce Bochy wanted to address the team first. Because I think we've read the tea leaves. I think we've seen the writing on the wall for all the reasons we've alluded to. They haven't done a lot of winning. He's getting up there in years. He's had some health concerns. And there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new voice. There's a new leader in the front office. So all those signs indicate to, yeah, change is probably coming. That's how it goes. It's the cycle of sports.
Yeah, and here I am, the same guy criticizing Dirk and Wade getting the scholarship on the All-Star game because it was their, you know, swan song.
I
get it.
Me.
But for a skipper, I do like that he went in and said, you know what? I made my decision. I'm going to share it with my family. Let's go out there and kick some butt and hopefully we get more W's than L's, Ryan. Yeah. But there's no way that this news can hamper what the Giants are trying to do. I think guys like Crawford, Posey, and the rest of the gang are going to feel some type of way. I'm over here feeling melancholy, like, let me do the best I can to send this guy out on a good note.
Yeah, and let's get your reaction, Giants fans, at 888-957-9570. We'll have open phones until we get joined by Bob Nightingale at 1:30, so a little over an hour from now, so we can continue the Bruce Bochy conversation. When you think about Bruce Bochy, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Is it 2010? Maybe it's 2014? Maybe it's the way they roared back in 2012? Maybe it's something else. So we could talk about that. I think it's important to reflect. We will also look ahead to see about potential replacements. By the way, 10 managers in Major League history, Guru, have won at least 3 World Series titles. Bochy and 9 others. The other 9 are all in the Hall of Fame. So Bruce Bochy going to the Hall of Fame, I think that's a lead pipe lock. They say you can move on this game as if it's already been played. You can move on Bruce Bochy's Hall of Fame candidacy as if it's already happened. Bruce Bochy will be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that.
And I'm fighting jackals that are citing his record under 500 for his career. Stop.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, the guy's got the hardware. He's managed, got his teams, over mountains when people doubted what they were doing here on 3rd and King. The Hall of Famer, bye.
You fighting off jackals? I got you. I mean, I'm sitting in for Steinmetz the next couple of days. You send him over. I got you, man. Come on. I'm feeling good. I'm loose. I'm lean.
I'm shooting him over there. Look at you.
Just send him my way, man. You set him up. I'll knock him down. All right. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. On the other side, we'll re-rack the sound. Bruce Bochy making the announcement. He wanted to address the team first. He did that today, and now we have the news that 2019 will be Bruce Bochy's final season at the helm for the San Francisco Giants. So let's talk about Bochy and what he's meant to this organization, and really what this means for the 2019 Giants and what this means beyond. So let's do that at 888-957-9570. Of course, Chilton Autobody text line always popping off here at 95.7 The Game at 95.7.95. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Your phone calls and more Bruce Bochy conversation coming up on the other side. This is 95.7 The Game on a President's Day.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's happening, everybody? Happy President's Day. Ryan Covey sitting in for Matt Steinmetz for the next couple of days, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Of course, we are getting the news that Bruce Bochy has announced that 2019 will be his final season as skipper of the San Francisco Giants. So what a great time to have on our next guest, a man that obviously played under Bruce Bochy as a member of the San Francisco Giants, longtime catcher Benji Molina, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Benji, good afternoon. How you doing today?
How you guys doing? I'm doing great, man. Very sad to hear that Bruce is Bochy's the big kahuna is retiring, man. It's kind of sad, but at the same time, very happy he's going to be in the Hall of Fame soon, man, and very happy for his career.
Yeah, and just when you reflect on Bruce Bochy, and, you know, we hear the term player's manager a lot, Benji, just speak to that and what Bruce Bochy means in that clubhouse.
He means the world to all those players, and being a player's coach is not easy these days, man. I mean, maybe old school was probably a little better, but being a player's coach, it's really hard, and for him to be this way still, it says a lot of him. I have a world of respect for Bosch, man. He's like my mentor. I mean, we talk about lineups, we talk about pitching when I was there, we talk about how players needed to get themselves and give up themselves, you know, their careers, their stats to become a winners. And I mean, I can go on and on, but Bosch to me is like family, man. I love that guy.
When you go to the ballpark now on 3rd and King, you see the Giants' rich history, you see the statues, and with Bochy turning this program around, 3 World Series in 5 years, do I ask you if he's statue-worthy? Because he is to me.
Oh, wow. Statue-worthy, man? He's a Hall of Fame-worthy. What are you talking about, man? A Hall of Famer. Forget about the statues in San Francisco. He's a Hall of Famer. I want him in the Hall of Fame. So For him to be in a statue outside the stadium, it's a must. You know, they must do it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the other nine managers that have three World Series titles other than Bruce Bochy are all in the Hall of Fame. So I think we can lead pipe lock that one. Hey, Benji, I wanted to ask you this, and this is something I've actually always wanted to ask you. We hear the term with Bruce Bochy, player's manager, and oftentimes managers, they have to make tough decisions. Take me back to 2010 when Buster Posey gets called up and the conversations that you had with Bruce Bochy about how things were changing and how they've got this first round draft pick. And obviously we know how 2010 ended, but just take me back to that time, Benji, and just the way that Bruce Bochy handled all of that.
Well, actually I was sleeping on the plane, which I would have appreciated if Stavion or Bochy would have told me in San Francisco. That way I would have stayed there and fly straight to Texas. But no, they made me fly all the way to Colorado that day. And then when we landed, everybody kept coming to me and saying, I'm on the plane. As soon as we landed, we're like, hey, man, it was a great pleasure playing with you. Go get them over there. We're going to miss you and things like that. And I'm like, what the heck are these guys talking about? So I turned my phone on, and sure enough, you know, my wife was the first one to tell me, hey, pack it up. We're going to be a Rangers. You know, we're going to be with the Rangers. And I'm like, really? Is that really true? Because Bochy haven't even talked to me yet. So we got down from the airplane. We went over there, and then Lincecum and Kane and all, Cito and all those guys came over, gave me a big hug. And, I mean, we cried. I told them a few things on the bus and how good they were and how I thought that they could win the World Series. And I wish I wouldn't say that because they beat us. But I did. And then Bochy called me on the phone and said, hey, Bimo, stay in touch. Right now, we don't know what's going to happen, but as soon as if something happens, I'll be the first one to call you. So he called me and he said, hey, Bimo, thank you. Big Kahuna. He called me Big Kahuna. He said, hey, Big Kahuna, I thank you every second that you spend here with me. We came here together. We make this thing turn around. We won some championships. And I mean, not now, but he was saying like he could win some championship now that everybody's ready. I mean, the whole conversation was about saying thank you to me. And he was very nice. Sadia never even called me, but Bochy was the one that came to me. And I mean, there was a few guys that cried too. And I mean, I didn't want to cry. Obviously, I was the oldest guy there.
Yeah.
But it was a very nice, comfortable conversation with him. He's a very, very nice dude, and his whole family is awesome. And I love that group, man. I really didn't want to go anywhere. I love the Bochy, the Wotus, you name it, man.
Sure.
All those guys take care of me, and it was very difficult for me to go. It was at the end of my career. I understood what was happening. They brought this rookie. I don't know who it is. I mean, you guys know anybody named Buster Posey?
I've heard of him.
Oh, cool. So they brought him up, and so they got me away. I understood what was happening. So, but I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. I wanted to be there helping those guys out. And then after that, they won the championship. So, but Bochy has been a really, really more than a father figure to me, and we've been friends since, man. I saw him last year in St. Louis. I'm doing the Spanish radio game for St. Louis now, and I saw him, and we sit down in the office and reminisce and set some few things, man. It's awesome, man. Bochy's like family, not for me.
That's great.
Benji, as a former player, you heard the rumors that Bryce Harper possibly could land in San Francisco, and I'm wondering, now that we know this season is Bruce's last, if they don't get Harper, does that make his managerial job that much more difficult to let down from the players, or is it just status quo, business as usual?
I think it's business, man. I really do believe it. Baseball is a business. When they need you, you're the best. And when they don't need you anymore, then you got to go. Somebody else will do the job for you. And players have to understand that. I think I understood it. You know, I didn't want to leave, but I understood that. So it's business as usual, man. Once they believe that your manager thing, your words are not getting across anymore to the players, or that you need a change, or you're not doing your job or something like that, they'll change you, you know. But a player is not going to change anything. I think it's whatever the organization, wherever they want to go, whatever direction they want to go, that's what's going to matter.
Benji Molina joining us on 95.7 The Game. Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Bruce Bochy announcing 2019 will be his final season. Benji, I wanted to ask you about the 2007-2008 time for the Giants, you know, the post-Barry Bonds era, and then, you know, the implementation of Tim Lincecum and Mad Cain, these young stars, and of course, that ended up being the framework for what happened in 2010 and 2012 and beyond. Did you know something real special was happening? And obviously, we all saw the potential of Lincecum and Cain, but, you know, just the way that Bochy managed those years and that transition from post-Barry Bonds to ultimately the teams that went on to win three World Series titles in 5 years.
It took Bochy a couple of years. First of all, his first year was Barry Bonds' last.
Right.
So that was a year of itself to learn and how to manage Barry Bonds. You know, like he used to say, you know, I have to wait for Barry to show up so I can make my lineup, or is Barry going to have a day off, or so it was very difficult for him. I'm a witness of that. But then after 2008, when a lot of veterans was let go and he started getting young guys in, the pitching was starting to light up. You know, all of those freaking Cain, man, Jonathan Sanchez at that time, and all the Lincecum winning two Cy Youngs. I mean, it was amazing. And I knew something was special. That's why I said when they traded me and on the bus, I stood up and said, man, you guys can win the World Series this year. You know, I think you guys, if you guys keep going and keep together, you can win it, not knowing that we were going to face each other. So, but those years were transition years. And then all of a sudden these guys, man, by 2010, they were dealing.
Yeah.
They were pitching like they were veterans. I mean, it was amazing to watch. All of a sudden, we have all these things, and I'm getting so excited. I get to catch all these guys on their prime, you know, on their good, and then I get traded. But you guys saw what happened, right?
Sure.
They won the World Series, and then Bochy took over. Man, he just took over the team with the help of Waters, with the help of a lot of team coaches out there. So Bochy just took a couple of years to see what he had and learn what he had, and then he put it to play.
No doubt.
And then he said, this is my bullpen, because without bullpen, you don't win World Series. Let me tell you this.
100%.
My experience. And then he put his bullpen right there. Okay, these guys going to do this. These guys going to do that. That guy's going to do this. And they took off, man. They took off. You saw what happened. So that's why you think they're struggling right now. Their bullpen is not that good, you know? And the pitching and starting is being hurt all the time, so that doesn't help. So I mean, Bochy took over right after Bonds' era, right away. He knew what he had.
Yeah, and the rest was history, and you knew it. Hey, Benji, really appreciate you sharing a few minutes with us today, and obviously it's an emotional day for Giants fans. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Be well. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, good stuff from Benji Molina.
Here, right from the horse's mouth, how great of a personal guy Bruce Bochy was.
Yeah.
And he would let you know, Ryan, where you stood, what the stakes were, no fakeness, no questions asked. And that's why this guy's been successful.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, happy President's Day, everybody. Just enjoying the ride. My inaugural foray with you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we'll be hanging out for the next couple of days. Having fun, man.
Man, I'm having a great time. And again, we thought there would be news, like Gianna mentioned, regarding the Giants, but I thought it would be Bryce Harper. But yet the great Bruce Bochy, this will be his last season. I'm shocked. And I'm shocked at how it came down on President's Day.
Right.
But, you know,
they're
doing their job. They're getting ready for the season. So he ain't looking at the calendar trying to get clicks.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, the big news of the day, of course, is that Bruce Bochy has announced 2019 is going to be his final season at the helm as Giants manager. Of course, a 3-time World Series champ, and a little historical perspective. The other 9 managers that have 3 World Series titles on their shelves are all in the Hall of Fame. So I think we know where Bochy's headed. Statue, Giants fans, down at Oracle Park. Is this something that we need to see erected ASAP? Is this something maybe that they'll debut at the start of the 2020 season? And I mean, there's only so many corners, so many spots for statues, but The big boy's got to get one, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I love the saying, give me my flowers while I'm here. You know, what would be more great than to have Bruce Bochy have a statue on 3rd and King? And the best part about it is you talk about Hall of Fame. I guess that was Benji's criteria, because if you're a Hall of Famer, then the statue comes next, Covey. And right now, there's not a giant skipper statue, if I'm correct.
No.
Anywhere on that ballpark, near that ballpark. How great would it be to have Bochy be the first?
Well, and I think it would be appropriate. And
no doubt. No scholarships.
Yeah.
He's earned this.
Of course. Yeah. No,
is that what they use? On the,
thank you. Yeah. That's, but see, Bruce Bochy, his legacy, of course, will last always. And, I mean, he was the guy that ushered in, you know, this era of Giants baseball. And that's why I really wanted to ask Benji Molina about that. And you saw how he elaborated on that era, the post-Barry Bonds era. And, of course, Bochy's first year was Bonds last year with the Giants. And that transition from the team that came close in 02, you know, the Kent, Bonds, Kirk Reeder team, to the next era of post-Bonds where the team's not great, but you've got these young star players and Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain, Timmy winning a couple Cy Youngs, starting to come into their own. You've got Buster Posey. You know, when is the right time to bring him up and deploy him? And we talked to Benji about the big trade of Molina. And you heard Benji say it. He told that team in 2010, he addressed them on the bus and said, y'all can win the World Series this year. And it sounds like, you know, in a lot of ways, teammates speak. I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys tell their team.
He remembered it like it was yesterday.
That's it. You could tell. And you could tell that he said it with a level of sincerity.
No doubt.
And you just
love
hearing Benji talk, by the way, just really.
Text line loves it.
Of course. Yeah. It's just such a reminder to me of the type of the way certain catchers are wired and why they're the perfect guys for young pitchers, because a catcher is a psychologist. He's an analyzer.
They got a few patients.
Of course. Yeah. And just, you know, going out there for a little chit chat, right? A little just
Covey, I can let him go with this, but old Guru, I need to get out there as soon as possible. He might melt down. We're all different.
Right.
100%. And they got to deal with everybody.
Yeah. And just to see, you know, Benji reflect. And I've always wanted to ask him about that, about that 2010 season. And when, you know, they got the news, they were bringing up Buster and they were in contention at that point, but nobody had it in their head that that team was going to go on to win the World Series. But I think what most people were excited about was that young pitching staff with Kane and Lincecum and Jonathan Sanchez, and then what Sanchez had done pitching the no hitter, and then this first round pick out of Florida State, Gerald Buster Posey.
Yeah, and Covey, I know it's Bruce Bochy Day, and rightfully so. He's a great manager.
Every day is Bruce Bochy Day.
Look at you. Think about that era. They came up roses. With everything, Kane, Lincecum, everything was homegrown, Posey. And now I'm just asking, you know, at what juncture does this cycle end? And right now the cycle, if it were a washer, is on the losing cycle. You would agree with that?
Oh, of course.
And I'm just wondering, can somehow they go out here and shock the world? Can I go major league? Not that they're in dire straits like that, but could somehow this team shock the world and compete this year for Bruce Bochy's last season? I know their pros are going to do it anyway, Covey, but there's something just eating at me like, this news has to have these guys go 5 or 10 minutes longer in the cage or at the gym, or have Brandon Belt watch film for 5 more minutes. I don't know. But
you heard Will Clark hit
names.
On that.
Man.
Yeah. Will Clark hit on that, and there is something to that. To sustain it for 162, I'm not so sure. I'll tell you, getting the signature of Mr. Bryce Harper would probably help in that respect. By the way, you just want to get a bit of an appreciation for Bruce Bochy. 502 winning percentage in the regular season as the Giants manager, 975 and 969. How about this? 36-17 in the postseason as the Giants skipper.
And that's why I'm who I am.
36-17.
Thanks
for coming out.
What's that?
679 winning percentage.
It goes up.
Yeah.
He does his best work in the offs.
Yeah. It goes up by a hefty sum. The Giants fans, where are you at 957-9570 reacting to the news of Bruce Bochy? Let's get out to Matt in Santa Fe. He's been hanging on for a little bit. Matt, you're on a 957 the game. What's going down?
Hey, guys. Ryan, it's good to hear you on the game, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm really glad to be here. Fired up, dude.
So, Bochy, you know, it's funny. You were talking to Molina and talking about how much you enjoy hearing him. Bochy's an old catcher, too, and I think catchers make great managers because of the way they see the game. They're like the quarterbacks of the game. They have to look at the way that everyone's positioned. Bochy had a way of looking at things in a big picture sense as well as a minutia. And I think that you're not going to see guys like that anymore because there's so many other people involved in the decision-making process. Bochy was sort of a dinosaur, the guy who was making all the decisions on the fly, thinking about a thousand things, and then making the call. And he's just, that's not the way the game is anymore. But one comparison you made was to Shanahan and McVay, and I don't see it as being the same at all, because in football, you have guys that are involved during the week to some extent talking to the coaches, but the coach during the game is going to make the calls. My understanding is that baseball now is them getting calls from upstairs saying, you're going to start this guy, you're going to put this pitcher in now. The game has shifted from a managerial standpoint, yeah. And it kind of makes me sad because I'm 51, so I lived through this. I lived through a lot of bad years. I lived through the series with Bonds, but then I got to see the Giants be just phenomenal for three series. My kids have gotten to enjoy it. Baseball is different now, and I think it's going to stay different.
Yeah, good stuff. Appreciate you checking in, Matt.
Is he saying the managerial position is basically autopilot?
I see some,
there's rumors that the Dodgers, the heads of the team, give Roberts the lineup card.
Yeah, just let a computer
that
spit it
no
out.
Way.
It's still a game played by people, and I don't think that that's ever going to lose importance. And I think we saw in the postseason last year when Dave Roberts in the World Series needed to push certain buttons,
wow.
And I don't think that
wow.
maybe he had the freedom
wow.
to do it.
And my buddies, they were Dodger fans. I was like, dude, somebody's telling him not to. He can't do it. And I was like, whoa, this is a new era.
Who would want to manage in a situation like that?
Can I take you back, or you just help me? Ryan Covey, when you heard that Bruce Bochy was going to be the new manager of the Giants, did you prophesize like, oh, this is what it's going to be? It's going to be 3-5.
Nah.
Did you say they could have did better? I know he had a little thing, you know, with the World Series, with the Padres. Or did you know he would be who he is now?
No chance. I thought it was an average hire. It made sense in the sense that they needed to get a veteran voice in there, a guy that, you know, had been around, obviously familiar with the NL West. And I think, first of all, catchers make terrific managers because they can appreciate it from the hitter's perspective and from the pitcher's perspective.
That's special.
And the need for the bullpen catchers, what do they call it, the tools of ignorance. Catchers have a very special, unique insight into the game. So to that end, I'm all in on catchers being terrific managerial candidates. But, I mean, the Bochy hire didn't really titillate me one way or another. I thought, okay, you know, he looked at his body of work in San Diego. He was, around 500, I think a few games under, actually. So you're like, all right, it doesn't really move me one way or another. But at the same time, you knew what I also knew about that team was they needed to transition away from Barry Bonds. Even though they had 1 year of overlap, I knew that they had signed a bad contract with Barry Zito. I felt like that wasn't okay. going to have a happy
right.
ending. I thought that was way too long of a deal to give to a guy that wasn't, didn't have a huge track record of being a dominant pitcher. I'm talking a front-end starter.
Cashed.
Right, yeah. I mean, he had a few decent years in Oakland, but it wasn't like, oh, my God, he's a difference maker, a top-tier starter, and that's what we saw in San Francisco. I just felt like Bochy would probably be a decent manager, maybe get him into the playoffs once or twice, and in, 6 or 7 years, you rotate again, and maybe they catch lightning in a bottle once, and to me, that's what 2010 was. What validated Bruce Bochy for me was 2012, because about it. They were down 2-0 in the series to the Reds. And you're like, okay, well, at least they made
Which
it back to the playoffs.
Was over. Go
of
ahead,
course,
I'm sorry.
We all did. Come on. You go down 2-0 in a best of five. It's a wrap. You're done. And then what they do to the Cardinals, and much like in 2010, once they got to the World Series in 2010, and I interned for the Giants that summer on the video board, I knew something special was in the air. I was at all those games, and I knew they're winning this series. They're going to beat the Phillies. 2012, by the time they got to the World Series, I mean, game one, Pablo hits three bombs, and you're like,
Verlander's on again, baby. Yep.
It's on again. And at that point, I was like, man, Bruce Bochy, he's special. And then 2014, that was the icing on top. That was the cherry on top of the sundae to me. And that more had to do with Madison Bumgarner. But Bochy still had to make something. He had to make filet mignon out of a can of old spam that year. I mean, he's running out there with Tim Hudson and all those, washed up has-been, guys are coming on off the DL, and he's patchworking a rotation and a bullpen together. But even through all that, he pushed the right buttons, and he knew, hey, just give the ball to Madison Bumgarner at the tail end of game seven, and you're going to be all right. The big fella's going to get you over the hump. But to me, 2012 was Bochy's masterpiece.
That's awesome. And speaking of masterpiece, we just talked to Will Clark, and no regrets. But you know this is what we do in this business. Who's the next manager? Will Clark is a special advisor to the Giants. He knows baseball. He played it, Covey. He played it at a high level. Not saying he managed. Right. Should I have asked him? if the Giants came calling and asked him, hey, here.
He didn't want to hear he didn't want to play GM, okay. So I don't know if he wanted to play manager.
And that one kind of backed off.
He wasn't feeling
don't
the Harper
like
question.
That, right.
Yeah, it's all good, no problem.
But could you see a guy like that that's still, you know, within the game, he still loves baseball. I wonder, like, at the end of the day, does he go to bed, Will Clark, knowing he could manage?
I think Will runs a little too hot. That's just my personal feeling
Bobby
on it.
Bobby Knight.
I think he
runs a little bit.
Yeah,
I could see him getting in somebody's face.
I told you earlier this show, I think the Bobby Knights of the world are of a bygone era. I don't know that they necessarily resonate with the modern day athlete, really, in any sport.
Or the crowd, the looks of it, you know, the interaction.
The optics.
The optics.
Thank you.
Look
by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1. KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. I'm hanging out for Matt Steinmetz the next couple of days. A couple of names as potential replacements. And by the way, you can hit us up on the text line, 95795. If there's a somebody out there that you think should be the next skipper of the San Francisco Giants, Bob Melvin, what do you think?
I wouldn't be against. I know he has a job, but I wouldn't be against Bob Melvin.
And we don't get charged with tampering over here. No. We can just freely talk about this stuff.
Why wouldn't be against
Joe
Bo
Madden
Bell.
In Chicago? His contract's up after this year. I think if the Cubs don't win the World Series this year, Theo Epstein might be looking to make a change. Don Mattingly, we know
Tony
his time.
Tony La Russa, I know he does a lot with that.
He's saving ARF, baby. He's saving animals over at ARF, man.
But he did it before. Could he do it again? And would you want him?
Yeah, to me,
you think
probably
Kylie
not.
La Russa?
I love Tony La Russa. I just don't know that I want him managing my baseball team in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, and more importantly, 2020, which is what we're talking about here. Raul Ibanez is a specialist to the Dodgers. He's been down there for quite a few years. And I'm going to throw out some Dodger names because we know Farhan Zaidi's ties. So these would be people
Part
that might be
clique.
On. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the short list.
All right.
Like, you know, you got, remember on MySpace how you had your top? You know, like your best friends.
I'm a little older than you. I miss MySpace.
You didn't go MySpace. Anybody remember their top on MySpace? But anyway, you put somebody in your top. I think it was your top five or something. Like, that's the inner circle right there. The fam bam. So, you know, we'll see who's in Farhan's top. I know he probably had a MySpace page back in the day. What about Rick Honeycutt? There's another name out there with ties to Farhan. Mark Pryor, who's the bullpen coach for the Dodgers. He's a guy that isn't too far removed from Major League Baseball.
I'm sure he's not too happy with Dusty Baker.
Yeah. And there you go. You threw out another name.
Dude, would that
–
you
Dusty
don't think
Baker.
That's strange? But I know what happened before Farhan Zaidi was employed with the Giants. But when they bring you in or bring you back, Covey, you got some cachet. And I'll never forget it. Barry Bonds last summer, the dedication to him at the field during the Pirate game. He walked out of there. I'm talking about Dusty Baker, and I'm talking about even the great. They loved him, Covey. I was like, this man's loved in this park. What that means, and guys like Curly, they don't want to hear Dusty and being the next manager. It's like, no, that's off the table. But it doesn't sound like you would be too shocked.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.